We are supported by Canva. When your work looks good, you look good. So make sure you create stunning presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos with Canva. It's a must for your professional life and so easy to use. Just grab one of their designer-made templates or use the power of AI to generate something in seconds. Then add what you need. You can even pull images, graphs, and more from their massive library, and boom, you're done.
I have a few friends who've used it for fun, like invitations or itineraries, and it does look so professional and nice.
Yeah, it's clean and classy. And the best part, you need zero design experience to get a really high-end looking product out of it. And 90% of Fortune 500 companies trust Canva to help them get the job done. Get your work done and make it look good with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com, C-A-N-V-A.com, designed for work. We are supported by Taco Bell.
Ooh. Oh, man. We often do two recordings a day, and we have this little nice lunch break that we enjoy, and we're always craving something really yummy.
Yeah, something fresh, something high quality, something like the all-new Cantina Chicken menu from Taco Bell, which is exactly that.
It's so yummy. It has slow roasted chicken, the pico, that purple cabbage, and an avocado verde salsa sauce. Oh, delicious.
Outrageous. The new Cantina Chicken Tacos, Burrito, and Quesadilla are the perfect daytime choice. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell now.
He's an armchair expert.
Welcome to Christmas. Your toys are out.
Had to find them.
Oh. Oh, ho, ho.
Oh, wow.
Quick update before we get into Christmas.
Okay.
Feedback from, I guess, the last episode. Middle part is a hit. Oh. Comments are full of praise for your middle part.
Wow.
Yes, resounding.
Maybe it was that one pick. It was a good pick.
Oh, well, no. I think the America has voted.
Yeah, picks only do so much.
Yeah. I mean, they don't even tell the whole story. I mean, they're worth 1,000 words.
Yeah, that's what they say.
But additionally, people really like Hermium Permium.
Oh, I mean, duh. Who couldn't like him? He's so nice.
Someone even wrote, I didn't previously like the robot, but now that I've heard the robot interact with Hermium Permium, I do like the robot. And then I read a really funny one. Let's see, I screen grabbed it for us.
It's also really funny because Hermium Permium.
Yeah.
I kind of tried to correct you in it, but I stopped myself. But it's Hermium Permium.
Hello, my name is Hermium Permium. What are you saying?
Oh my God.
That my parents got it wrong? Because they didn't. Hermium Permium, named after my Uncle Albert Hermium Permium. Did you ever hear him?
Okay.
He invented paper airplanes. You ever saw on a paper airplane? They sail through the sky.
How old is he?
I'd rather not say my age. I'm vain that way.
But I'm a safe person.
Let's just say I was not born in the 2000s. Is that sufficient to whet your appetite, sure. Slake your lust?
Sure. Ooh, no, I don't want him to say that.
Slake your lust?
Yeah.
Well, that's a literary term. That's not a pervy term.
I know, but he just would never say lust.
You're probably right. Okay, here's the thing I found. Please don't refrain from doing, I guess, alien or robot voice. It's like when Howard does impressions of his dad. You just want him to do it for like an hour. And Monica, please continue to be annoyed by it. That's fun too.
Oh, I
like
great.
When it goes both ways.
Sure.
Like I'm reading it and I'm like, oh yes, this is the encouragement I needed. And then I'm like, oh, and then they also enjoy that Monica's annoyed.
Best case scenario. Oh, man. Oh, boy.
You just flew in from Georgia, and did you see anything in the sky?
I did. I passed a little red guy.
You did?
Yeah, he's just doing his practice routes.
Uh-huh.
You have to do some dry runs before the big day.
You got to do dry runs before you can do the wet run with the snow.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
How was your travels?
It was fine early.
Uh-huh.
I went home for a very quick trip. It's Friday, and I left Wednesday morning to go to Atlanta.
Right. Really speedy round trip.
Yeah, I came back this morning.
You must have woken up very, very early.
I did.
What time?
I woke up at 5:45 East Coast time.
Which is 2:45 Pacific Standard Time.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went home to visit. Ooh, what happened?
Oh, nothing. I was just Let's not talk about it.
Is there a gunk in there?
No, well, of course there is. There's,
oh.
Oh.
One time on Synced the other day, I thought there was... I got a little nervous. There was some dip in my cup.
Okay.
So I rinsed it out.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, there wasn't, though.
It was there was debris that looked like dip. It was probably tea.
Good news. I have scheduled a deep clean for this joint.
Awesome.
Yeah. Great. While we're gone this week.
Oh, I hope.
During the break.
Oh, no. Oh, I got the quilt is in there. I need to bring it in.
Oh, the quilt that was from Flightless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Is it gorgy? Boy, we are out of linear space
here. I think
we
can drape it on the couch.
Oh, okay. That'd be great. Or maybe on that slant over there. Is there enough real estate in there to pin it to the wall?
But then it's cloth, so then would poop particles get in the cloth?
Presumably, yeah.
That's my worry.
Yeah. Yeah. My assuming someone pooties in there.
You.
Well, okay. I wanted to say I don't, but I do. When I'm up here writing all day, yeah. Sometimes
I have to go. I've done it.
You have?
Yeah.
When?
September 14th.
No, but what was the circumstance? You were...
Like if I knew I was going to be here by myself for hours.
Yeah. Well, that's the part that's interesting.
Yeah. Like if I was in, if I like recorded and then I was going to stay and edit, I've been in here lots of times.
Yeah.
Do you lock the door when you...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, just in case.
And do you open the window? Out to the street?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You light seven candles. Yeah. It's like a seance.
And I do matches. I do it all just in case.
Mm-hmm.
To be clear, I've only done it a couple times. Probably twice.
I'm happy. Rob, have you shit in here?
No, I don't think so.
Anyways, that's not what the holidays are about.
Well, I was saying an important part of my week.
Oh, tell me.
Well, I was home.
Yes.
And I had to go visit my grandpa because I was going to try to wait until I was going home for the holidays, but then it felt...
Really urgent.
I needed to go. So I did, and I missed two recordings, which was sad.
Yes.
And I really don't like doing that, but I had to.
Yes, of course.
And it was sad.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to give some sweet granddaddy kisses.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
And then did you have any fun with your mom?
Yeah, we watched Bad Surgeon.
Uh-huh. I loved
really
it. Did you love it?
Yeah, it's just so...
It's almost incomprehensible that he was the head of a department at the most prestigious hospital in the world. It was in Copenhagen and Denmark?
No, it was in
Sweden. In Stockholm.
Yeah, the place where they give out the Nobel Prize for medicine. Like, truly the big, most prestigious.
Yes, there's so many elements of it worth examining. One just being the power of status.
Yeah.
If you're there and you have that title... People are going to trust you to do anything.
I know.
Myself included.
Me too.
Yeah, it scared me about how willy-nilly. And then I was even thinking, right, because as we know, I had a botched toe surgery. And then here's what I thought. Like, I just had that botched toe surgery. And I thought, well, that was probably a one-off. I didn't go on a message board and find out if, like, it is conceivable that every surgery that podiatrist or whatever the fuck surgical podiatrist is called, maybe everyone has a half a toe now.
Maybe.
You know, I just assume it's my fault that he cut off too much of my toe.
Yeah, without giving away too much, but it's also obvious based on the title.
Yeah, he's not a good surgeon.
No, this surgeon conned a bunch of people and killed a bunch of people.
Yeah. Everyone that he did the procedure on.
Yes. Died, except one. And
well, they
didn't
even.
They had it taken out.
So we can't do any spoilers. Fuck, because I want to talk about then the third episode is insane. Here's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
How on earth was this guy juggling?
That's what I said.
Three families and surgeries all over the world.
I'm not going to do spoilers.
Yeah. Spoiler. How was he doing that?
I don't know.
How do you even juggle three families?
I don't know.
Holy smokes.
It's really crazy. But yeah, he killed all these people at this fancy hospital. And I also, sorry, Unifiles. Which is me,
mm-hmm.
but there was a series that came out this year, the last installment of Serial, but wasn't Sarah Koenig.
Yeah, okay.
And it was about fertility. It was this crazy story of egg freezing where all these women were, they were under twilight anesthesia during it via Yale.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And a lot of women during the procedure was saying, I can feel it. I can feel this.
I remember this. And it's because one of the nurses was stealing the fentanyl.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's at Yale.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like who would ever... You think you're getting the best care possible.
Yes.
It's so scary.
I got called by somebody who was struggling with their wife, and she was a nurse, and they had found a ton of injectable opiates.
Yes. Fentanyl.
Yeah.
It's so sad, but it's also...
It's also Merry Christmas.
It's a blue Christmas. I think I was feeling sort of, like while I was there, kind of... A little numb.
Uh-huh.
And then last night I got sad.
Yeah.
And so now I'm sad.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy.
That's okay. It's just sad.
Yeah, I think it takes, for me, it has always taken some time. It's just like you're walking through it all. You're doing all the steps.
Yeah.
You're there. And then it's oddly cheery sometimes. You're interacting with your relatives.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like. The whole experience with Barton, which took 3.5 days, 4 days.
Yeah.
My stepfather, who died while I was visiting. I got on the airplane to fly. I flew home, picked up Delta.
I know, I remember.
Took her immediately to Detroit. And on the flight to Detroit, I was like, oh, Lord, Barton is dead.
Yeah.
And I was a part of it. And this just happened. And holy, and it really hit me like all at once, all the feelings that I hadn't had for the 5 days while I was participating.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Merry Christmas.
It's just the truth.
Yeah.
My dad told me when he was driving me to the airport that, and I forgot this story, but before I was born, a few years before I was born, like right after my dad and mom got married, my grandpa got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
No way.
Yes. And they said he had 6 months to live.
Not your dad's dad, but your mother's, your dad's dad.
No, my mom's dad.
That's currently still here.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
You're not supposed to survive pancreatic cancer.
Well, so he got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. They told him he had 6 months to live. So then they were making all these arrangements, basically. And then they ended up a couple weeks later going to Mayo Clinic, speaking of a world-renowned hospital.
Yeah.
They went to the Mayo Clinic for a second opinion, and they were there for days. And then at the end, they said, we don't know what you have, but you don't have pancreatic cancer.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's a mixed bag, because that's almost a blessing to happen to somebody. To think you're going to die for a month and then find out you're not, I feel like you could approach life differently afterwards.
Well, yeah. And then my dad was saying on the drive, he was like, I kind of look at this a little, because my dad was with them at the Mayo Clinic, only him.
Okay.
Him and my grandma.
Son-in-law.
I know.
What a joke.
So early too, 1 year in.
Wow. That's.
I know.
He jumped in the deep end.
He did.
Did your grandpa know your dad before your mom did?
No.
Okay.
He worked in some way with my dad's sister.
Okay.
And then they were like.
Aunt Kylie.
Aunt Lily.
Yeah. Oh.
And they then got in cahoots to put these two together.
Right. This bombshell and this genius. Let's get these two together and see what happens.
Anyway, so my dad, he was there. For him, he's like, I look at it kind of different. Like, he was supposed to die and he got another 40 years.
Yeah, like, again, a huge success story.
Yeah, so it's a very glass half full way to look at it, because he never had pancreatic cancer.
Right.
But it is a nice way to look at it. And it made me think, wow, if that had happened, I would have never met him.
Right.
And thank
God. And
he's
like the most special person
to
you. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. That's the one frustration I have about when people do die.
I have so many frustrations about it.
Okay, tell me.
It's just frustrating that people have to die.
It's heartbreaking and tragic. And that's. But the thing that's frustrating is that, especially when someone lives at 90 plus years old,
yeah,
they die and they have grandchildren who come and kiss them.
Yeah.
like, it's such a success story.
I know it is.
It's such a, like, wonderful trip on planet Earth he had. So in some part, like, some part of me, the intellectual side, not the emotional side, and I'm sure some cultures are this way, it's a real celebration of a very successful, non-tragic ride through.
I know. It's a flip-flop. You can come in and out of that, of what a beautiful life.
Yeah.
And it's still just so sad. Not for him.
Right.
It's sad for the rest of us. And it's, I'm so sad for my grandma.
Yeah. We don't bring her along to Lubby's.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My mom might want some personal time.
With her or
with
me?
With you.
Okay. Okay. Lubby's. Well, there could be multiple trips to Lubby's.
Okay. Yeah, she loves the cafeteria too. We used to go to Ryan's all the time.
Yeah.
My grandma and grandpa used to take me to Ryan's.
That's what I'm going to send her, as I told you. I'm going to send her cafeteria food.
Next time. Anyway, but yeah, so it's happy and it's sad and life is so dramatic.
It is. It is.
But it's, I'm grateful.
You got to spend your whole childhood with him.
I know. I can't believe it.
Yeah. You got so lucky.
Some people don't get that.
No,
most
people's grandparents are so-so.
I know. I got some really good pair.
Same. Papa Bob was like my dad. I think I spent more time with my Papa Bob throughout my childhood. So I was there the whole summer every year. Not even I think. I certainly spent more time with my Papa Bob. My Papa Bob would take me to Cedar Point. He would take me to ski.
Was your brother close with him too?
Yes.
That's
yeah,
nice.
The two of us were always over
oh,
there.
Man.
Yeah. I'd say every other weekend my dad had us, he dropped us off there.
Yeah.
So half the weekends and then almost the whole summer.
Yeah. And you said that you were realizing that you were my age when you were doing this for your dad.
Yeah.
Which is so upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I still feel like a 10-year-old.
Of course.
Like with my dad.
Yeah. 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 That's what put it into perspective for me, is you're dealing with your grandpa dying. And I was like, oh, I gave the eulogy at Papa Bob's funeral when I was 19 years old or 20. I just moved to California and then did my dad at 36.
That's not
or seven.
That much longer after.
No, what's that, 16 years
yeah,
or something?
That seems like
years.
There should be a much bigger gap in between a grandparent and a parent.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, 62 is insanely.
Way too young.
It's crazy, though. Even at your age,
yeah.
When I was your age, 62 felt a lot different than it does at my current age for obvious reasons.
Right.
That's 14 years from now.
Stop.
Yes.
I know.
Yes. But when I was your age, it was, you know, 25 years or whatever the fuck.
But it's still, to me, it still feels so young.
Well, you have some old ass friends like me.
That's probably why.
Yeah, and Eric.
Yeah, Eric. I was listening to Elizabeth has had her own little 10-episode podcast about death and dying called The One Sure Thing, because her mom died when she was 19.
Mm-hmm.
And then within a year, her dad died.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Were they older parents?
No. Her mom had cancer, and then her dad had a heart attack on their anniversary. Isn't that? Yeah. But anyway,
the interview you missed, his dad died when he was 51.
Yeah. It's insane.
A heart attack. Yeah.
Yeah. And but yeah, so she was talking about this and she was saying her dad was like a 53 or 54. And I was like, that's almost Eric's age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. It's like, no.
I know.
This feels not. And I already have too much fear around death. And I was just getting over it. And now it's back.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of mad at him for that.
Yeah. Although it's a 90s plus year old man and maybe a 103 year old man.
Yeah. We don't really know his age.
Right. That's up in the air.
Because they forged their births. They used to way back when. Change their birth certificates so that they could have longer years to work and stuff. I don't know. It was a whole thing.
Right.
So he's older than his birth certificate says, so we don't really know. We think he's around 94. But also,
I like to think he's a 101.
Me too, a centenarian.
Yes.
Me too. I want that also.
Elite. That's like upper 1%.
I know. So it's not my fear around death with him. It's now that is triggering my fear of death for everyone in
general,
my life.
That's how it ends.
Yeah, and like all these people, you could die, and my dad could die, and my mom could die. And now, like, and the floors are so slippery at my parents' house.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Why, because it's tile?
No, it's wood, but it's so slippery there.
Did you hit the deck?
No, but I like kind of ice skate around on my sock.
That's fun.
I know, but not for these people who.
These older folks.
I don't like that.
Why don't you put them in a ranch with sticky floors?
They don't want to move. They like it.
Get them carpet for Christmas.
That's disgusting. I have to tell them they have to wear shoes.
Right. Even when they sleep in case they get up and go potty.
My mom did fall the other day trying to get in her bed in the middle of the night.
Nermie.
Yeah, she was sick. And then.
Yeah, she was sick. It's pretty sick.
And she fell down. She thinks it's because she. Ew! Dax.
Thinking of the runner.
Stop. Don't make me talk about your mom's vagina.
Oh, she'll tell you before.
You don't want to hear about it.
No, but I've grown up hearing about it. Anytime my mother had a yeast infection, I was like the first person who heard about it.
But you don't like that.
No, who would?
Exactly. So stop. Ew. They're so gross.
Who, parents?
Yes. God, isn't it weird that you are one?
Well, I talked about it the other day in the same way that I'm sad that Larry Trilling's children can't meet Larry Trilling, the normal man adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, but I actually think, and I could be delusional. I'm probably delusional. I think my kids think I'm pretty cool. I'm noticing more and more Lincoln, like every night in bed, tell me another story. Like, I want a story. Tell me a story about this. Tell me a story about that. And the fact that I read to her from my memoir and she heard my writing, she's like, that turned on something for her.
That's
like, she's
nice.
Like, oh, you're. Yeah. So currently sure she's like seeing me as someone that's kind of interesting, which I'm loving.
OK, I think she, of course, will see you as someone interesting and she's glad that you're her dad.
Right.
But she's not going to think you're sexy.
Well, God, no, we don't have all done something very wrong.
I know. But the point, like when we're talking about gross stuff with our parents, like you're going to be gross. Like that's gross to her.
Mm-hmm.
That will be gross.
Like, absolutely. Anything body. Sexual, but not her mother. So I'm talking about Nermie. Now, very delicate.
Too.
Hold on, though. I've been very delicate to not talk about Ashok falling down and accidentally. Quivering.
You're not doing a very good job not talking about it.
I'm doing a pretty good job.
You just talked about it.
But no, I didn't say anything specific. Anyways.
It's still gross. They don't want to know about Kristen's orgasms. And still, like, I don't even want to. She's too maternal for me to even want think about that. Oh, gross. Anywho, all to say... I'm
summation.
Worried about everyone's going to die. No one in this room, everyone knock on wood right now. No one's allowed to die in this room until you're 80 years old or over. That was always my prayer. I would list all the people and say.
And 80 was the year?
Yeah.
So you got 20 extra
I know.
Years.
Well, yeah, if we're going to say he's a centurion.
Yeah, he is. But if you have a gravestone, you just say, here lies a centurion.
No, he was a very honest man. He wouldn't have liked that.
He already said he lied about his age, so it's like, to what degree?
Well, I don't think he did. I think his mom or dad did.
Okay. Just put maybe in parentheses.
Yeah,
after.
Hopefully.
Possibly a centurion lies here.
Oh, that's
a great grandpa and a distributor of granddaddy's kisses.
I did feel a little guilty because he is so old that he could have had a great grandkid. Like, I could have given him that. I'm old enough to have done that.
I wonder
so I feel
when you're
sad.
Well, hold on. I wonder when your enthusiasm runs out, though. Like, I'll be excited to meet my grandkids. I have no goal of meeting grandkids. Well, first of all, it's probably mathematically impossible unless there are advances in science and I live to 125.
No, Lincoln could get pregnant at 14.
Jeez, we're really, really slinging some mud. And then your mother might have an
14.
Orgasm when she hears.
Stop! Can you be gentle?
Well, you're telling me that Lincoln's going to be with child
you
at 14.
You said mathematically it's impossible,
no,
and
you're
I'm
right.
telling you it's not mathematically
you're right.
impossible.
In 28 years, I could have a great-grandchild,
right.
Yes.
I will say he cared a lot about professional success, a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. This is way better than a grandkid.
I do think
way
he
better.
Would have been happier with this than
Fuck
that.
Yes.
I wish he could have known that.
He didn't.
That's a sad sad
piece. I have the same thing. I mean, I would fucking kill to spend the day with them right now.
Yeah.
And go, look at these little towheads I have, these little shepherds.
See, you want to show them the babies, not the career.
I have a this is totally off topic, and I hope it's not disrespectful, but I've been monitoring the gray in the sides of my hair because I shave up the sides of my hair. Once a month, I guess, Matthew Collins does it. Yes. Celebrity stylist to the stars.
Shout out. Co-host of the F1 podcast.
Yes. And so every time it grows out, I've got virtually a month more of grain, right? So every time it grows out, it's a little shock. Like, we're at a higher percentage.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and it seems like if I'm tracking this, we're going to be just dead silver. I don't know, maybe by the end of 2024.
You think so? No, the top of your head isn't
not
gray.
Not the top, the sides. The sides are like... they're fucking silver.
Why do you think the sides and not the top?
I don't know. I don't know if that's standard. Huh. I was looking in and I was like, I've always considered myself such a shepherd. Okay. Like the prototypical shepherd.
Yeah.
None of the shepherds have ever had gray hair. My Papa Bob had zero gray hair. My dad had zero gray hair. My fucking brother, to my knowledge, has zero gray hair. Yes. So this morning, it's not just the gray hair. I was... coming to terms with the fact that the story that I'm 100% shepherd is horse shit.
You're just now understanding genetics?
No, I understand genetics. But what happened in this case was the 23 alleles that my father supplied were all dominant. Okay. Everything that came from the LeBeau family was recessive.
Okay.
Obviously, that's not true.
Sure.
But in my story, it's like, I got half LeBeau me, but all of those were recessive.
You know what's weird?
Tell me.
It's weird that that's your story because you love your mom so
the
much.
Most.
And I'm really, it almost feels like.
Disrespectful?
Patriarchal or masculine. Toxic masculine.
No, it's not that. It's because I grew up in my Papa Bob's house and he was my hero and I wanted to be him and a shepherd.
Yeah, I didn't
like her dad and I had, I think I've already talked about it on here. We had a very complicated relationship.
Yes.
We started out as best friends and then he said something really mean about my father on a camping trip. Yeah. And then I just didn't really like
unacceptable.
Him. And then he died really young. And then my grandma Midge had raised already six kids.
Yeah.
So she would do her grandmotherly duties in that she would host us. Yeah. I lived there when I detasseled corn that summer.
Yeah.
But she wasn't like pumped.
Yeah.
She was tired. She was fucking tired. I told you my grandma Yolis literally asked in fifth grade if I wanted to, at the
live
end of
there.
The summer, asked if I wanted to move in.
Yeah. And you said.
And I wanted to, but I didn't want to hurt my mom's feelings.
Oh, God. Yeah, that would have killed your mom.
It would have killed my mom, but she kind of needed the help. It probably would have been helpful to have one less to get around. But
no.
But my grandmother and I kind of talked a lot about it, and I would have really liked it.
But you would have missed your mom.
I would have missed her so much. I would have missed, but I was getting so much there. I got so much attention,
yes.
And there was food there, and there was no chaos. Yeah. And
how far away was it? Wait.
It was like a 45-minute drive.
Okay. Did they ever yell at your dad for not being as around for you? I mean, that's their kid.
Listen, they were bummed a lot with him, which was a really sad thing, ultimately.
Yeah.
Anywho, I'm having like an identity crisis where I realize like, well, I'm clearly not all shepherd because I have all this gray hair.
Yeah. How does it feel?
I mean, I'm fine with the aesthetic. Not like bummed that I have the gray hair or I'd be dying it, I guess.
Right, exactly.
I used to get highlights, you know.
Right.
All through my acting career, I'd always get a little dose of blonde in there to give some dimension to this kind of, I don't even know what fucking color my hair is. That was another thing I was coming to terms with this morning in the gym. I was looking at my hair. I'm like, what color is it?
Brown.
It's not even brown, though. It's like a fucking... a gray or something that would leak out of a lead pipe or something.
No, yeah. It looks brown.
Like water that would come out of an old pipe. That's the color of my hair. But so I kind of welcome the gray because it's kind of a blast of color.
It's a pop.
It's layers. Yeah. Anywho.
I like gray hair on everyone.
Oh.
Stay tuned for more Armchair Expert, if you dare.
We are supported by Wayfair. Home should be your happy place, a space where you can relax and just enjoy yourself, whatever that looks like for you. Whether you want the ultimate man cave, a cozy Victorian-inspired nook for reading, an area for family movie night filled with all things retro, or something else. And if you need help creating that space, I recommend Wayfair. It's the place to shop for everything home, from sofas to dining tables, beds, rugs, wall art, and more.
I bought a KitchenAid
mixer?
Mixer on Wayfair. You can really get anything on there. And I'm helping a friend redo his living room, and we just...
You're just on Wayfair nonstop.
Yep.
Yeah, it's one-stop shop.
It is.
They have fast, free shipping. They have everything you need for your home inside and out. And they have a huge selection of home goods and a variety of styles. Whatever you're into, Wayfair is the go-to destination to help bring your vision to life. Every style is welcome in the Wayberhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's Wayfair.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home. Should we exchange gifts?
Yeah, we should.
Okay. Who should go first? Youngest to oldest?
Yeah, Rob should go first.
Yeah, that's always the best. So one, two, three, four of those are yours, Rob, and one of those is yours, Monty. Monty's is the red.
Mine's that?
Yeah.
Okay, so these are all Rob's.
Yep. Wait, are you giving them mine?
Yeah. Do they need to go together?
You can give them that. Yeah, that'll be a mystery. That'll be basically a clue to the rest of the presents. Yeah.
Hey. Is it toothpaste? So a clue.
Power cell. Auto battery identification.
Ooh, auto batteries?
I don't know much about
what that is. What okay.
You don't know about lipo batteries? Those are lipos.
Nope.
Okay.
Do you want to tell us about lipos?
No. Well, just it's the most powerful, dense kind of battery. It's what's like in an electric car.
Wow.
Yeah, you have NiCad.
Oh my God, he got you an electric car.
Do you want me to walk you through all the battery types? You got lead. That's in your car to start the car.
Yeah.
Then you got NiCad. Those are above that. Okay. And then the lipo's the greatest technology.
Oh,
a lot of bang,
wow.
a lot of power, a lot of power within it.
We all just do one at a time. So my family usually does.
Oh.
You know, I'm like, open to
I'll
that.
Take
although
turns.
You have so many, you might have to go through a couple.
So I've got one, two,
I think you should open one more of mine before you get to Monty's. Don't
okay.
you, Monty?
Sure.
Yeah. So that top one there above the red will do. Okay, it's going to confuse you even more.
More battery.
Ooh, I love tricks. Oh my God. Also, we haven't even talked about the fact that Rob's cookies are here.
Oh my God.
And Rice Krispies.
Can I have one now?
Yes, of course. This is our
battery charger.
Yes. So more confusion.
Yeah. I don't know what these batteries would be for, but right. I'm looking forward.
I saw Rob posted on Instagram he was making these yesterday, and I got so excited.
Yeah, I think someone actually I saw on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Someone else was aware of them too.
These are my favorite cookies of all time. They're so good.
Smile real big as you're about to eat one. Let's see that middle part.
No, it's all
it's great. I got it.
Wait,
right.
What?
I got the shot. I got the shot. Yeah,
no.
I got it.
All right, Monica's turn then.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yours is the white one.
This one?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh boy. It's a big boy. Wait, before we continue.
Yeah.
Let's have a moment of honesty. I found this year to be hard.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Didn't you? I found
it hard too.
Yes. Okay, great. You had said it was really hard.
Oh my God. This wrapping paper is a smell.
I realized. Yeah. I was very excited that it had a scent. It smells like trees.
Pine.
Oh my God. It smells better than my Christmas tree.
I can't believe Monica's not hip to this. Aren't you the bomb wrapping paper queen?
I normally am. You'll have to send me this wrap, what it is.
Well, here, I'll give this to you. You're better at this.
You found it to be hard.
So hard, I actually reached out to Natalie, and it was a dead end. She doesn't know what to give you either.
She's not great at gifts.
Yeah. I was like talking to me. To myself.
My God.
I was like texting with myself.
I almost reached out to her too to find out about the color of your La Crusade, but then I pivoted.
Okay, and we have also a lot of people in the comments. I think we also got the beginning
Le
wrong.
Crusade. It's L-E, so that makes sense. Yeah. But I don't
care about that.
You sound a little pretentious, trying to speak French.
It's like saying Neanderthal.
It's like saying wee wee. Okay.
Oh my God, I can't believe
smelly
so
paper.
Yummy smelly paper.
You should rub it in your armpits and stuff after you've opened it so you get a nice bit of evergreen smell in there. Oh, wow. Oh, that Oh, it's Pavlovian sound.
It's a frame. Oh my god.
Oh boy.
It's a custom framed. What is it gonna be? Whoa.
What's it say?
Oh my god, hold on. There's no amazing.
Wait.
It's Amaru coffee.
Oh my gosh.
But this is an artist.
It's this Australian artist, Bella McGoldrick. And she does these crazy colored pencils, and she did like a series of her favorite coffee around the world, and Maru happened to be one of
one
of the cuts.
Wow.
This is incredible.
And you need artwork.
I do.
You're gonna
have
a lot of linear feet in that house.
You know, one of my favorite things ever is when you see the number at the bottom of the artwork,
this is two out of ten.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my gosh, this is gorgeous. Thank you, Rob.
He's good at this.
That's an Australian coffee shop that's apparently great in Melbourne.
And we're going to go.
Yeah.
Now we have to go. I cannot believe Maru is on there.
I know. I saw that, I was like, I got to get this.
It's kind of 3D.
It's not a Mansour.
But it's not a Mansour.
Yeah, her drawings are insane. Like how detailed they are.
How do people do this?
Yeah.
I'm mad at these. Love it. Beautiful. Yay!
Well,
thank you.
I think you should open mine first. I have terrible anxiety now because my present sucks compared to that. Okay.
You're up now.
I go because I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm last on this stuff.
Who do you want? Robbie's?
The pink one is first, though.
Okay.
There's an order.
There is an order. Wow. And you do this wrapping yourself, or you outsource it?
No, I did that myself.
Oh, my God. And he got, for me, really cute peach pink wrapping paper with cars on it. El Coches. Yeah, because I love...
Does it smell like car?
Yeah. It smells like petrol and burning rubber. Okay.
Oh!
Pour some. You know what this is?
Uh-huh. I think.
You guys are so much hipper than me. You know what this is? Oh my wobby wob.
I'm scared.
Oh, but it's a trick. It's not Burberry. Oh my inside.
God. You are a trickster. Oh wow.
Is this an ornament?
No,
crow?
It's a lamp.
It's little pet crows holding lights that you can
you can have a team of.
That one has a screw in the box somewhere.
Oh my god.
And then there's another one that can go on your desk.
Ooh.
Oh my lord.
These are crow lamps.
Yeah, it's like you've trained crows to hold the light for
you. Wow, that's cute. Oh,
this is so wonderful.
I love these. Oh.
Oh my gosh, this is great. Since I've not been able to woo them with my meats and everything.
Tried to get you a crow whistle, but it didn't work.
I don't need one. Did you just hear my crow call? Okay.
Very thoughtful.
Very, very, very thoughtful. Fuck. Let's go. Boy, this is strong fucking paper.
Oh my god, good job,
are you kidding? You can't even tear this paper in half. Uh-oh, this really is.
Uh-oh, well, we definitely shouldn't talk.
You people have spoiled me. Beautiful green.
Ooh, that's gorgeous.
Sweatshirt.
That's really nice.
Oh, wobby.
Oh, I love the green.
Absolutely.
I want that.
It's, you know, this is what I say my favorite color is.
Because Bill Gates.
Well, because geniuses. Yeah.
Even though his favorite color is blue.
But I love blue.
Cute. Oh, that's going to look so handsome.
Wow, this is so... Oh, and look, it has a little cute little hashes of blue on back.
It was a little fake out.
Yeah, that was fun. That was
that was a good fake out. That was a bait and switch.
It was.
He put the crows in the Burberry bag and the Burberry in the crow box.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. It's
very rascally, very on brand.
That's great.
Okay, so now what happens? Rob goes again.
Should I complete...
Once you open one, you've basically opened the second one. And this is going to need a little explanations. Let me start by saying I know that you don't want this. Okay?
Me, Monica, or
no, Rob?
Oh, God.
But I think it'll
but it'll create
but you need it?
Yep. Something with Calvin.
That's exactly right.
What? Oh.
Okay. It's a...
Now I want to tell you something. These are the very best Traxxases. They're the rock crawlers. They're four-wheel drive, so you can create courses in the backyard, and it'll climb over anything.
Amazing. Thank you. Yeah.
And I got one for Calvin, too. So I think yours is blue and his is tan, or however you want to set it up. But you guys have matching rock crawlers you can do in the backyard now.
That's so cute.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, my God. Remember how when we were... You guys were so into those.
It was my life for 2 years.
And we did, and Father's Day. Kristen did a whole Father's Day based off of it.
With races.
Yeah, it was so fun.
I got way back into it again. Me and the girls have been driving
so
them a
fun.
Lot. Yeah, it's so much fun. You can waste 2.5 hours with your kids out there driving around.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay. Monty, I'm...
You're sad?
I am. My apologies.
I'm opening Dax's now.
Yeah. So now there's another thing like Rob's present where I know you don't want these.
Wow, what fun.
But you need them.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yes, because you're constantly... Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Let's see, are we going to be able to get into this son of a bitch? I'm going to tear it apart.
This is confusing.
Ooh, more batteries.
Yeah, yes. Mine has batteries, too.
Yeah, I only buy things with batteries.
It's a theme.
Oh, here we go.
I'm gonna rip
the thing.
Rip. A rip cord. The real thing's inside. It's also a workout.
Oh my God. Is this a workout?
It's a workout
thing?
Machine, yeah.
Ooh, la, la. Oh, fun! I want these!
Oh, good!
I've been wanting these!
Good, because you edit in public so much and you don't have noise canceling in the ones you use.
Air Max.
But really quick, open those up because I think I got you pink, but the box is blue. Well, you don't have to, but I tried to get you pink.
I like blue.
Okay, great. Blue and pink are the good colors. I got green and I regret it.
You do?
Yeah.
Even though you love green? Look,
do you have, what color?
I have blue.
You have blue.
You have these?
Yeah, blue is beautiful.
This is nice. I think I like blue.
Better than pink.
Unless it's pink. No, I love it.
Oh, that's blue. Okay, great.
Oh, this is really exciting because I have been wanting these and I have not been wanting to buy them.
Okay, great.
So
great.
I'm happy.
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
When you're out in public now, you just do your editing on there and you...
So if you want to find me, I'll be wearing blue Air Maxes. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. I got such good gifts. Okay, Dax, your
I'm next.
Turn.
I'm next.
Okay, I want you to open this part first. Don't look at the side.
Okay. I'll do exactly as you say.
Or maybe I should open the big one first.
Yeah?
Yeah, open the big one first.
Okay. It's our wrapping paper and one of your hairs.
Oh, God.
They come with everything, a free hair.
Shit, I bet yours has hair in it too, Rob. I can't wrap without getting hair in it.
You're going to be cloned so much when that technology comes out because you're so willy-nilly. Skinny wampus with your hair droppings.
I just give it out for free.
Maybe I'll clone just your
hair.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot. So I had wrapped it in other paper, and then I found this paper, and I felt that I needed to use this paper.
What's a shout out to this person? Because this is so cute. It's a bunch of recliners, lazy boys, and there's multiple. They went for it. You're in a vanilla outfit on one of the drawings and a gray sweater on another. I have my puffer vest on in one.
It's so cute. Shavs paper.
Shavs?
Yes. S-H-A-V-S paper. They make amazing.
I love what a fucking mess Christmas makes. Like, there's only three people opening presents in here and you can't see the floor.
This is also for your birthday. It's...
Oh, my Beckham. Oh, boy.
It's a gray sweater. It's classic. It's classic Beckham.
Gorgeous. I'm going to look so good this holiday break.
I know, you are.
Wait, there's more?
Yeah.
What?
Because it's also for your birthday.
Oh, my birthday's here. Uh-oh, it's a piece. It's a piece. Sweat slacks? Fuck me. They're going to match my other piece.
I know. But I didn't know about the size of the bottom, so we might have to exchange. It's a large.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah. kind of going to look like an English gangster in these.
I know. You could do a lot of damage in those.
Oh my gosh. Watch out, America. Look for Monty in her blue headphones. Look for me head to toe in Burberry. And there's still more.
Yeah, there's one more.
Oh my
more
God, thing. This has been a great Christmas already. If I don't get another gift this whole Christmas, this was a win. Okay. Organic biolagangigikis criminini.
They're mushrooms. Uh-huh. So you can cook one mushroom at a time.
Oh, Beckham style.
Yeah, it's just a Beckham kit.
It's a Beckham joke.
Yeah.
Okay. Wobby Wob. Wobby Wob's next.
Says Wobby Wob Hollis. Smell something.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, something's
wrong. All the pieces are. Okay, we lost half the pieces.
Ooh, fancy pepper.
Oh, pepper.
Ooh, and nice.
Some steak knives.
Ooh, yeah, awesome. Steak knives.
Some nice steak knives. I picked blue.
Oh, because geniuses love blue.
That's right.
We don't have good steak knives either.
Okay, good. That's what also was going to ask Natalie.
Why didn't Natalie fucking tell me that? She should know you guys don't have nice steak knives.
This was from Cookbook, a really cool store in Highland Park.
Yeah, I love Cookbook.
Yeah,
he
already loves it.
God, you guys are dialed in.
And Al is the woman who was helping me and was excited because she recognized them. Oh. I said, this is for Wobby Wop. And I thought those were so pretty.
Yeah, these are great.
Wasn't there more to that story?
Well, you wanted to do something custom to these?
Oh, I wanted to have each steak knife a different color. Because the way it was displayed, it was like that.
Okay, yeah,
but then they were just showing you all the colors, and I asked if I could have a pack that was each different color.
How many steak knives are in the set?
Six,
I think. Yeah.
Okay, so you should have bought six and then given the same present to six people and arranged the colors.
I could have.
One-stop shopping for everyone.
That's awesome.
Oh, yay. And a big, big glass jar of peppercorn.
Yeah. Yes, yummy peppercorn.
Fresh. Good sniff.
Fresh. Good.
Somebody sneezed all over it.
Spilled it all over.
Wow. Everyone did great.
What a bounty. I'm going to look gorgeous in 2024. Should we do resolutions?
Yeah, we should.
Do you know yours?
I need to go last.
You're going to think of yours while we... I think I'm only doing one this year.
Okay, what is it?
I need to finish writing the book this year.
You're going to finish it?
Yeah, that's what I got to do this year. I got to figure out how to fucking make the time or get the right schedule, something.
Yeah.
Got to finish.
I think mine's to cook more.
Ooh.
I cooked twice in the last 2 years.
Oh my God.
Thanksgiving.
Oh,
I realize.
That's shameful for someone with your...
I know. Well, now you can make steak.
Yeah, I need to make time for... cooking.
Now you can put pepper on things you cook.
It's probably because you didn't have pepper.
And if you're at the grill and you need an ingredient from the fridge, you can drive your remote control truck into there and then have Calvin put it on the back of it and then drive it back. So
well,
maybe
it'll
just help.
Distract him in the backyard so I can cook.
Yes.
That's true. Fun. Yeah, you love to cook.
I do. I bake during the holidays and then I cook on Thanksgiving and that's it.
And that's that.
Yep.
And then 364 other days everyone can...
It's just passive.
Fuck off. Mine, I think mine is to, well, it's always to drink more water.
Yeah.
That's always one.
And electrolytes?
That one gets recycled. That's a carryover every year.
It is. That's the standard. But what should mine be?
You're putting it out to committee.
I need help. Yeah.
Maybe to watch Contagion more.
I haven't watched it in a while.
I know.
Actually. Perhaps one is going to the movies more.
Uh-huh.
I do love going to the movies and then I just never do it.
I started back this year.
We did too.
Yeah,
the last month we've gone like six times.
Yeah, that's fun.
I've gone to more movies in the theater this year than I have the previous five, I think. Okay, so more movies. This is very accomplishable.
Yeah, all of these are, it seems. But I feel like I should have another one.
A more challenging one?
Yeah.
We can maybe set that in the new year.
Oh, that's
why don't you put a pin in it?
Okay.
But TV.
But for now, movies.
And water. And maybe you can hit two birds with one stone.
I'm going to.
A big old water at a movie.
Can I make a restaurant plea before we leave?
Yeah.
Because we're going to Seattle. And there's a place that I can't.
Oh, you can't get
once
in?
Once a year, apparently.
Although, is the timing going to work?
It's the week after Christmas.
Okay.
That we're going.
Okay. Okay. So there's a restaurant you're dying to visit.
Yep.
And you promised to give a full detailed account of the experience.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. What is it called?
Archipelago. It's a Filipino.
Not archipelago.
Archipelago?
Well, fuck, you've been correcting me for 6 years.
I think archipelago is a chain
of islands.
Yeah.
Archipelago.
Okay.
Archipelago.
We don't want to disrespect them on the request,
sure.
Right?
An archipelago is a real word.
It's a real world. It really exists in the world. And what kind of food is it?
Filipino-American. We didn't plan our trip early enough to get in.
Okay. Oh, while you're there, I do really encourage, if you want, the best steak I've ever had at a restaurant, truly, is, I think it's called Capital Grill.
Capital Grill.
Insane steak menu and options and delicioso.
You could take your steak knives with you. I'm coming with my own knives. Okay, well, shout out. Well, not shout out yet to that restaurant. Only
we can
shout
them out. Either.
Nope. Yeah. Only if they let you in.
Let Wobby Wob in for Christmas.
And then we'll shout you out.
Yeah, then we'll hear all about it.
What are your plans?
We're going to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Going there, hanging out with Huey and bringing my father-in-law and mother-in-law.
Nice.
So it's going to be a family trip. It's going to be very fun. And dinner's out and very much looking forward to it. And then Christmas here at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. When do you fly back?
Movies.
Sunday do you leave?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. And yeah. You're there from Wednesday till what?
The morning of the second, morning of your birthday.
Uh-huh. Beautiful year. I love you too.
Yeah, I love you guys. This was a great year.
Yeah.
We did Letterman this year.
We did Letterman this year.
That's crazy.
We did John Batiste this year. Ugh,
we did so many, but I mean, for you.
Yes.
You know.
We did Anna Kendrick this year. That's how long
that feels.
This year's been.
6 years ago.
So long ago.
Yeah.
Man, time.
Time. It'll fly by on you.
Time. You know, hug your grandparents and your parents and all of the people in your life and give them kisses.
Yeah.
Give them granddaddy's kisses.
Try to get some granddaddy kisses,
if you
too.
Can.
Nothing hits harder than a granddaddy
kiss.
Yeah,
and then they are not able to kiss you anymore.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. Mm. So, Merry Christmas.
I thank you for sharing all that because it is a good reminder that if you got that, you really got everything.
It's
not
really
to be
true.
Sacrum, but it's true. There's really nothing of comparable value to health.
It will put it in everything. Perspective. Yeah. I mean, even if you have your health, you probably don't have this painting that Rob got me.
Right. Yeah, only a couple of people do.
And you can't really enjoy your health without noise canceling headphones because the life's too chaotic and miserable. I wonder if you'll get into the same rhythm I do, which is like, I am in those all the time. Not listening to things, just canceling out the fucking world.
Oh my God.
You know this about me.
That's okay. Can I? Oh.
Go ahead.
I don't think you're going to like it.
Go ahead.
I feel like that's an age thing. My mom just walks around the house constantly with her
noise canceling.
Yeah, her noise canceling AirPods in, and it is so annoying
because she can't hear you.
Yes, and then you'll say something, and then like 45 seconds later, she'll be like, "What?"
Uh huh. Well, let me be more specific. I put them on in the morning when I meditate. And then I wear it while I'm journaling, too, because, again, it's so fucking
chaotic.
Those are
chaotic. Great times to
do it. So that's really when I spend the first hour of my day in them.
I was going to say, I don't ever see you walking around in them.
No. No, I'm not an asshole like your mom. Well, like
yeah,
Nermie.
Exactly. Oh. No, I love her.
All right.
All right.
Well, I love you guys.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. We'll see everyone in the new year.
And then we'll do it all over again.
We'll keep doing it.
Love you.